Okay, what's Brian got?
Okay, he got a rotten apple down. I have a racket. There's guys on a bike. And this is our Super Bowl podcast, episode 382. Go.
We need to start with a megaphone.
Okay, sorry.
Woo!
Hello.
They made fools of themselves.
I like the dude in the front.
You ruined our shot. Thank you.
Over him.
Okay, can we do it over again?
You're my catcher.
They ruined the shot. I can't start it over. Start it over. They ruined the shot. Right.
Okay, here we go.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to
do it over.
Oh my god, that's a bomb. Just throw the thing.
Hey, that really cubed it like perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
I cubed it. Cubes.
Whoa.
Song with San Diego Superchargers, the 20-minute long version.
You got your keys?
We're good. You're welcome.
Did you miss a text? Is everything okay?
So I heard once a story about this guy, this explorer, and he explored like the jungles of Africa, and he was the only person who like wouldn't get killed because he would play music as he traveled to like make the natives calm.
Really?
Yeah. So music soothes the savage beasts. So if there's any people out here who fear us, we're going to play this song to let them know that we are not a threat and they can love us.
There's a person on those benches.
How's this song on camera?
Yeah, black.
No, here, we'll fix it.
Second,
Getting great.
That looks like good footage.
Great footage.
Everything happening over there, the soccer game, Sean, and everybody's playing is just, this is what's all about.
It's kind of an interpretive blur.
Welcome to the Super Bowl podcast, everybody. This is like sports bonanza. It's like a sports buffet. You've probably never seen so much sports. Oh, Sean just put a light up over there and said, perfect.
Oh. What you got? Now we could see it. All right, everyone, take a look at follow the
perfectly
that.
Lit sports event going
you can
over
see
there.
Exactly what's going on. Great sports coverage. Oh, my God.
Gone.
That is gone.
It's gone.
Oh, that was mine. Shit.
I'm a goal setter.
That thing's in the river.
Oh, man.
He's never finding that thing again.
He's never getting that thing back.
The Super Bowl this year is weird.
Yeah.
What a weird Super Bowl.
It's a pretty cool halftime show.
Coldplay sounds good.
It's supposed to. Yeah. Weird teams up front. No one really cares.
I heard a lot of people were going to be here at the Super Bowl. No one's here.
Yeah.
They didn't even turn the lights on.
Look, it's not even like. Yeah. They didn't
we had to turn on our cell phone lights.
Yeah, just to see the damn thing.
I don't get. Sean even dressed up.
I dressed up for my favorite fucking team.
Yeah. Did they even play? You didn't even show up.
I would borrow your jacket.
I
would
borrow my
goddamn
jacket.
I didn't even show up. Well, I did show support today. Could you get this footage of this? I did show support today. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, the Pittsburgh Steelers, all of them who died in the making of that movie. That's why I'm wearing the Steelers jersey.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I just want to show my respect, so thank you very much. No, I don't want the fucking... Packers can go fuck themselves.
Whoa. Wow.
All right, sorry. No, I just hate them. I hate them.
Okay.
I'm all about cash.
I gotta get my
money.
Phone because I'm gonna forget it.
Yeah, definitely.
No, Sean, that's perfect.
It was perfect.
You'll remember when we call you.
It was perfect.
But now it sucks.
Is there a drinking fountain or something? Yeah.
Call Sean.
Yeah, it should be easy to find.
I'm gonna wet my beak.
Right next to the homeless guy with the bike.
Oh, shit. Maybe he's just off.
Uh-oh. That's scary.
I'm worried Derek didn't come back.
Derek, I don't even see a light over there anymore.
He did not. Yeah,
Derek,
really.
Are you okay?
I'm scared.
Do we have to, like, form a search party? Like, I'll hold hands away. Hold...
Derek? Hello? Oh.
Derek. Let's go find him. Oh, I see a light.
All right, we're going on a search party.
Okay, so...
What? I guess this is going to be the podcast, which is fine with me. Happy Super Bowl, everybody. Right now we're looking for our friend Derek. We had a fun week at Mega 64 Studios at the Funny Factory. We didn't release the video, do we?
There's a light.
No.
We have like four videos we're currently working on. So many videos.
Yeah,
But they're just not.
The Fine Brothers thing hadn't cooled down, so it didn't make sense to put up a new one.
Hey, that was not Derek.
That wasn't Derek.
What? Are you serious?
You're on a bike.
Really?
Wait, we don't know where Derek went?
I don't know.
Derek!
Where's the ball?
Where's
he's on the ball?
I don't like giving Derek the element of surprise.
Wait.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Derek!
Hey. I swear to God, Derek? If this is a bit, we don't know about it. Yeah. Derek's the only one who knows it.
The ball is right there.
We found the ball.
But we lost Derek.
But who's that light?
I don't like giving Derek...
The light was a guy on a bike.
I don't like giving Derek the element of, like, surprise.
Yeah,
it's like the last thing I wanted.
Is this like your dream?
I did not plan this at all.
Is this your dream right now?
I'm loving it.
I think what we have to do is we have to kill our lights so he doesn't know where we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And wait, kill our lights and then scatter?
No, we just talk to the camera.
Kill our lights and then scatter. No, Eric!
Scatter, scatter.
Derek, Eric, don't scatter!
Oh, shit. I don't like this. I don't like being the only one with the camera.
Be one of us here.
No! It's not fair. I'm still the one. I have an LCD light on the camera.
Dude, you fucked
Got
him.
Fuck.
What a Super Bowl guy.
Oh. I was at an unfair advantage.
That was a Super Bowl scare.
It was
slow. Oh my God.
Found the ball.
It's good you're standing where you are because that joke was a 10.
Oh,
fuck
Ryan.
You.
So Sean, let's get out of here.
I don't know who said this would be lit up. That person should be removed from the program.
All right, Garrett, say everything you just said about how Sean should film little girls crying and put it on YouTube. Because now we got the camera rolling.
I don't know. I forgot what you were talking about. I don't know.
No, it's what you were talking about.
Garrett said I should film
Emma's soccer games because little girls cry, and I should film them crying and put it on YouTube.
It'd be a funny video.
Oh shit! I think you turned on the wrong one.
Whoops!
Oh, no, I think it's right.
Yeah, seems right. Just keep
we're
going.
Here.
Yeah.
So
slow children playing. That's where you take the slow kids.
Watch out for a dip in the road.
I was just asking Sean. If Sean just got back from a soccer tournament, right?
Yeah.
You were in Victorville all weekend.
Victorville all weekend.
Soccer kids. You explained that like sometimes, sometimes a team will lose because their defense scores a goal.
That's
for
rare,
them.
But every like what happened this happened. Game was a girl on the other team that on the defense kicked the ball back to the goalie and went into the goal instead, and she scored a goal against herself.
So that must be, I mean, that's
like... And
then
like, she cried. She did cry.
And then I asked, like, yeah, do you ever see little girls cry at these, like, soccer
events? And I said, every game
is it co-ed or is it...
No, it's all girls.
It's all girls.
And, yeah, that every... Yeah,
How old are they?
10.
So, okay, so every time you go to these events, you see, like, little girls crying, you see parents fighting.
I see parents fighting, I see little girls getting, like, thrown to the ground and then crying.
That sounds interesting. That goes on. I'm interested in this story. So what I suggested is that Sean perhaps start a YouTube channel and film some of these things. I mean, you're there already, right?
Uh-huh. I am currently there.
You gotta watch the other kids.
So you're basically, you get to experience all the little kids crying, but you don't share it with anybody.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know,
it would make
you're
a funny
big
video.
Deal, Sean. Yosemite Land's on the fucking chart.
Oh, it's on the chart, baby.
You got a hat and everything now. I see you wear it in videos.
Yeah.
You should start a channel where it's just, you know, some, like, soccer mom fighting, little girls crying, that kind of thing.
I'll start the channel.
Who would watch that?
Garrett? Yeah, I mean, we've established Garrett.
The channel is going to be called For Garrett. For Garrett only.
Girls for Garrett.
Girls for Garrett.
10-year-old girls for Garrett.
No.
10-year-old girls for Garrett.
I'm just saying.
Call it Girl Hunter.
I'm just saying it would get hit.
Girl Hunter.
Girl Hunter.
No.
Same initials.
I'm just saying it would get hits.
From you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, from a creepo.
No, you've already established that you're very interested.
I'll get one view every time from the video.
Yeah, from a creepo file.
And probably one like from Garrett.
Mm-hmm. One thumbs up.
One thumbs up per video.
So we're trying to find...
It's not this one, it's farther.
Gary's Donuts. It's just a staple in our town.
Yeah. They've
moved
locations.
We're trying to find
it's
the new
close.
One.
Wait, Sean, give some backstory.
Mary's Donuts is a staple in our town where we grew up. We always grew up on Mary's Donuts. Classic place, classic location. Just found out it moved, which is heartbreaking.
Wait, well, hold on.
Okay.
This is what's really boiled down to here. Mary's Donuts, as he said, legacy, it moved.
Turn in here.
Okay. Another place.
There's an entrance or whatever.
Another place that was legendary in our town for its quality, its consistency, and its legendary.
It was 24 hours.
And it was right off the highway.
It definitely says coming soon.
Keep going.
No, Garrett told us that it's open.
Let's Mary's go to the other one.
It's coming
let's
soon.
Go to the other one. It's still open.
Yeah, the other one's still open. I just saw it.
Let's go to the original.
Yeah. We're going to the original.
All right.
We're
for the last
it.
Time.
We're going to kiss it goodbye.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
Well, but here's what I'm getting at here.
Really nice. Story.
Here's
oh,
what I'm
oh, what a rarity.
Fuck.
Here's what I'm getting at, though, is they just closed Hometown Buffet.
Yep.
Yes.
Which we have written countless videos at.
Yep.
We did a podcast
there. And
then
New World Kitchen just ordered.
Yeah, what's New World Kitchen?
New World Kitchen just ordered.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard me.
Too sweet.
They're brainwashing me. They're getting at me through the food. What's going on?
So New World Order, what the hell is that?
New World Kitchen
I won't
order.
Bow down to them. And then what else? Did something else close that was valuable to us? Oh, Rasputin in San Francisco. Where we used to buy all our shitty movies. When we edit in San Francisco. Come on.
It's the Mega 64 curse.
What's going on? All our business. We may have to close shop.
Yep.
We may have to stop.
Yep.
It might do the world some good for us to go away.
Yep, says open.
Yeah.
Open.
All right, Mary's Donuts.
Perfect. This could
have been
better. So, all right, so everyone watching the podcast, you're in for a rare treat. You're going to see probably the final broadcast from the original Mary's Donuts.
This is a Santee landmark. Arguably the best donuts in San Diego. Or the world.
It's true. That's true. It's won countless awards. You can look online, and it's won them all.
Well, we can bring people to their business, because they are moving to that location. So
yeah.
Come up.
There you go. Shove the new place.
Next
spot.
go eat
the GTM.
There.
We should set a new goal on our Patreon. If you donate a certain amount, they'll stay.
Why don't we just move our studio into the old Mary's Donut?
Oh, we
well, because we're already trying to take over the old Hometown Buffet.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
that's true. Okay. That is in the works.
I like that.
But what's cool is the Mary's building does have a giant donut on the roof. That would be kind of a nice feature.
Yeah, didn't know that was a donut when I was a kid. Didn't know what it was.
You didn't know what that was?
I think it was.
I don't know.
Eric, are you serious?
I don't know.
Zooming up on it?
Yeah. It's a donut.
I'll take full responsibility and go, that was dumb of me. But like, as
how do you
kid,
not know that's a donut?
I don't know what that is.
What'd you think? Did you think it was a mouse?
I don't know. I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't like think it was a donut.
Did you think it was a tire?
A bagel, maybe?
You know what? I can see tire, but no.
I don't think it was a bagel.
Did you think it was
a
anal hole?
Yeah.
Did you think it was an anal hole?
Yeah, I thought it was an anal hole.
Oh, no, it's a donut. Dip.
What?
Dip head? It's a donut.
Hey, look at Luke just texted me.
What?
Now hiring.
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to get a job at Mary's?
Yeah, he texted you that just now, and that wasn't just saved on your phone?
No, he texted right now.
What did he text you?
Are you serious?
What did he text you?
His phone now. Here, you want to see?
Oh, I still have it. Okay, here you go.
Yeah, what's he say?
I saved it now.
I'm horny. Who deletes their text?
Here.
What is it?
Here, take a look. Here.
Why would Luke text you that?
Oh, that's a cool haircut. You should get that one back.
You should. You look the same.
You look like shit now.
Man, thank you, Mitchell.
I didn't realize we all took off our
stuff. What are you talking about?
I didn't take off my stuff.
Derek's got still got his stuff on.
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd all still dress
exactly
like
the same.
Like dummies.
We all look the same.
I look like a freak.
I didn't realize. Walked in
you think I'm a freak? I'm a freak. Leave it.
I like a buffoon.
I think we're going to get a dozen.
All right, man.
Okay,
so we just made...
Oh, shit.
What
happened? My matches.
Oh, man. Well, listen, we just got a fresh dozen straight out of Mary's.
Dozzy.
Straight out of Mary's kitchen. Right there.
That's what was good.
Straight out of the kitchen.
Hey, guys.
Stupid motherfuckers eating donuts. Everybody's got...
What?
Oh, I was just going to say I got buttercream.
He's a buttercreamer.
You're a buttercreamer? I didn't know about
that. I was doing a Straight Out of Compton parody, and you did a reference to a Christian film from years ago.
Yeah, wow.
And the thing I was referencing was a critically acclaimed film from this year.
This one's my favorite.
And so you are not relevant.
Well,
hey guys.
So take that.
Yeah.
This is the best Super Bowl party I've been to in a long time.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers to that.
Not only that.
Thank you. This is the best Super Bowl broadcast that you've ever watched. Because this is the actual Super Bowl.
Cheers.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wait,
cheers.
Did I infect you? Are you going to get sick now?
Zika virus. He can get that.
Wow. Oh, he boldly.
That's good.
Is that a buttercreamer?
What'd you get?
Well, it's not a buttercreamer. It's got the last one. So, like, I don't know what I got.
You
got
a bite?
Bavarian cream.
Here, have a bite right now. Hey, wait, hey.
No, the Bavarian cream's old.
Sean wants to be a buttercreamer.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
That's a butter.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
That is,
those are good, huh?
That's some heavy cream.
Did anybody get the one that has the, you know, the pinchy crabby meat in it?
No.
I got
the crab pinchy finger took?
No.
No, I didn't get that one.
You get the jism glaze?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got the jism glaze.
Sometimes you get, like, sloppy goo nuts all over your face.
Yeah. You get that sticky stuff that gets in your beard.
Yeah, I think I got the clam filled.
Oh,
the
okay.
Clam juice, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I went for a regular plain glaze.
Yeah, hey, I did. Yeah, old fashioned glaze in that bar. That's what I'm talking about. I keep it simple. Yeah,
dig in. Let's do a switch.
You gotta have milk. Actually, he's doing coffee. I've never dunked a donut in coffee. I see it all the time, but I've never done it.
You gotta be quick, right?
Dunkin' Donut.
Take a dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take a dunk for the cam. There you go.
One bar stop.
Oh.
Mm.
Well.
Oh, this is like fresh. This is like
Well, this is why Mary's Donuts is just the staple of Santee.
Mary knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah,
Mary's got experience.
Right now, we're like Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Fieri. Not as fucking gross to look at,
but we're funny. We're like Guy Funny.
That's all.
Guy more funny.
What are you guys drinking?
Milk.
Coffee. I go with milk.
That does the body good, yeah.
I went with nothing.
You fucked it up. Dry.
Well, Sean.
Sean,
just have a little... Well, I got chocolate milk. Do you want to try that?
About raw dogging.
Sean, there's probably more chocolate than there is milk, so that's it 50-50 balance out.
Come on, Sean, take a nip.
Yeah, just a nip.
How bad is it really going to be if you have one sip?
No,
I don't know.
Time to find out.
No.
Come on, let's find out.
No.
I love a sugar.
If you want me to edit this podcast tomorrow, then let's not do that.
Oh, come on.
Remember last time I did milk? I had a migraine. It wasn't fun at all to watch. It was like
this. I had fun watching.
Just go to bed early tonight.
That isn't going
to
affect you tomorrow.
Just go to bed early tonight. That's what I did.
You don't have a pill in your pocket?
You don't have a pill in your pocket?
No, that's not
who, me?
Crazy guys.
Couldn't be.
For him.
Let's not go crazy.
I do have a pill in my fanny pack.
Don't, thank you.
I don't keep them in my pocket, Eric.
Okay.
So, I saw Hail Caesar yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How was it? I really liked it.
Uh-huh.
I really like Coen Brothers movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a very Coen Brothers movie. I enjoyed
it. Is it Coen as fuck?
It's Coen as fuck.
Okay.
I actually really enjoyed it. Do you guys know anything about it?
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
Vaguely.
Yeah, isn't it like George Clooney's the star who plays Caesar, gone or kidnapped or something?
Okay, I saw a trailer of that.
That happens in it, but in true Coen Brothers fashion, that is such a small part of a bigger movie. The movie's really just about making movies in, like, the 40s and 50s.
Oh, cool.
And what it's like to run a studio back then.
That's cool.
But when it was all over, I couldn't tell you what happened. And so many interesting things happened in that movie, but when it was all done, it was like, what was the story there? There was a story, but it was just very, like, open-ended, and it didn't... You know, the Coen brothers are famous for having, like, non-endings. This movie just ends abruptly, and you kind of, like... Hey, missing something there? Was that deeper than maybe I realized? Because it's very, like, light, poppy movie.
Right.
Light fare. But then when it's all over, I was, at least personally, thinking, like, maybe there was something deeper here going on that I didn't catch. So I'm looking forward to watching it again.
Mm-hmm. Did they direct it?
They wrote it, they directed it, they produced it. And since it's about making movies in the 40s,
right,
they actually make different kinds of movies. Like, they do westerns. Like, it's about making movies. So you see westerns being made. You see musicals being made. You see, like, aquatic films from that era being made and some dramas. And the Coen brothers really are so good at filmmaking on every level.
Yeah.
Writing, directing, editing, cinematography, and different kinds of genres.
Cinematography.
Yep.
The Coen brothers, I think they're honestly, like, the most talented modern directors just because they're so well-rounded. They do everything so
they're incredibly well-versed.
When I saw Bridge of Spies, I got why they didn't direct it, because it was a very straightforward, I thought.
Well, I like the straightforward stuff they do.
I watched half of Bridge of Spies.
Okay.
I have a question.
Well...
Would you walk out of the theater?
No, he bought it.
Oh. I didn't know it was out on DVD.
It's on DVD. Yeah. It's
out. I haven't seen it. It's Spielberg, and I bought it. I didn't even...
anyways,
Spielberg with Tom Hanks. That's all I need to know.
I recommend Hail Caesar. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
It is a little bit confusing, but it is enjoyable. So. And I would go into more of it, but I know you guys want to see it, so I don't want to spoil anything. I have some interesting thoughts to talk about. Maybe after you guys see it next week, I'll talk a little bit more about Hail Caesar.
I saw Spotlight.
Oh, did you?
I did.
What'd you think?
It's a dark, it's a bummer. It's about, like, priests molesting kids, so it's not...
That's what it's about? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's about how the Boston Globe, like, uncovered this story. And, like, how we know about it really is because of the Boston Globe. And it's basically the story of them telling it. But it's interesting because it's them, like... They have the story. They're trying to, like, figure out when they release it, and then 9/11 happens. Can't do it now. We gotta wait. You know, like, all this, like, stuff. Is this interesting? Like, the behind the scenes of them, whatever. Mark Ruffalo,
The Hulk
is in that movie. Dude, give him the fucking Oscar. He was nominated too. He's so great in that movie.
That's his secret.
Awesome.
Wow.
So good.
Rockin' Tumble Ruffalo.
He's always nominated.
The movie itself, I don't know if I'd recommend it really. I mean, I watched it because it was nominated for Best Picture. I don't think I'd ever watch it on its own besides that. But anyway, check it out if you want, I guess.
So 9/11 happened, so they were allowed to continue molesting kids for an extra
day. That's so bad about 9/11.
But that's brought up. Like, we have this story and we're not protecting the kids. Like, yeah, but we... The country can't handle this right now. We're, like, mourning something else. We can't... It was a whole, like, back and forth.
Dude, that's interesting. Right. Hey, country needs to toughen up, okay? Toughen up. There's kids.
I don't want to give out too many spoilers, I guess. But one of the guys who works on this story, there's, like, these houses where the priests are, like, rehabilitated at. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's looking them up and he realizes one's, like, literally, like, four houses down from him. And it's just, like... Do I tell my fucking neighbors that don't let their kids play in the yards anymore? Yeah. Like, what do I do? Like, it's good.
Check it out.
I felt like last year there was more, like, we had Birdman and Boyhood and Whiplash and, like, all these interesting movies.
Yeah.
I don't really know of anything that's getting nominated other than...
Stuff you've already seen.
Leo.
Mad Max and...
Revenant.
Revenant and Mad Max. I think you were good. I don't think Martian should be there.
I think that you would like The Big Short. I think you'd like that.
I would like to check that out. I don't... All these recent ones, though, that I've never heard of, like... Yeah. What was the name of the one with the priest and the kid?
Spotlight.
Yeah, I don't want to see that one.
Yeah.
Bummer.
But, like, the thing, like, luckily, I guess, like, it's the reporter side of it, so you don't see these things happening. You just, like, they're just finding
out
later.
It's like watching SVU.
It's Mike watching
SVU. I got to do that with my girlfriend already.
Okay. Fair enough.
I haven't finished Bridge of Spies yet, but something was so soothing to me in that movie so far. I get so up at, like, you know, our videos are on YouTube, whatever. Maybe, you know, I don't know how much value there is in that to other people, but I take it very seriously. I think we do. And whenever there's something in our video where you could, like, see a boom mic or a shadow or something, I'm like, it probably doesn't matter to most people. Yeah. You know, when you watch a goofy video, but to me, it's like, So it was really heartwarming to see the biggest camera shadow I've ever seen in Bridge of Spies.
Are you serious?
There's a point where a certain thing happens. I don't want to spoil any of the movie, but a certain thing happens. Tom Hanks is running out of his house. He's looking outside.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, stuff's going on. And, man, anytime he goes through the door, it is like, oh, they're using a red.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so big.
Whoa.
It was like,
you know, that distinct shadow.
I'm surprised.
I've seen stuff like that in so many Spielberg movies.
Really?
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
Boom mics or, like, weird edits where, like, he edits and just, like, fades into the same shot. And it's, like, obviously is, like, a weird jump cut.
Yeah.
Weird thing. Even the greats do it.
Yeah. Sponge of disbelief.
There's a really bad instance of that in The Sopranos. It's the only other one I can think of that was big. When somebody gets a big pussy at one point gets into a car accident or something. Yeah. And, man, when he gets out of the car, it's like... Here's the crane, and it's like, oh man, maybe they can only do it once. I don't know, but either way, how funny!
I thought the biggest like fuck up in Sopranos was the grandma.
Oh my!
After the actress died,
they had a digital grandma. That was the only moment in that show where I actually thought this was a stupid decision.
Yeah.
Like, that whole show is masterfully done.
Yeah.
Everything in it is like, wow, powerful. That's the one part that's like, why would you do this? I think we've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, Lord of the Rings was like hot shit back then.
Yeah.
They had to compete.
I think it was before.
It was pre-Gollum?
Pre-Gollum.
Buttercream.
That was the grandma pre-Gollum.
If you don't get Andy Serkis to do your character, it's not going to look good.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a buttercreamer now, just like Abraham fucking Lincoln, motherfucker.
Oh my God. Is that happening in Spotlight? His birthday's coming up. His birthday is coming up. That's right.
Why are you wearing your hat like that?
What?
You look like a young boy I would describe as a scamp.
Yeah, I am. I'm if I was British, I'd look like a Dodger. Is that a word?
Probably.
Nope. Like Artful Dodger?
It's not a word.
No.
He made it up.
Oh, okay. I think in Britain, a dodger is the guy who, like, milks male bulls and horses for, like, their semen.
Yeah, you look like that.
And then sniff it, too.
Yep.
Yeah, like,
a
little
fingers.
taste.
To make sure it's fertile.
What's wrong with that?
Let me see. Why don't you have a little buttercream? Show us how you do it.
It's like a bulges sniffer.
Just
is there buttercream in here?
Yeah, get a little cream in there.
Oh, yeah, that might be good.
Why not?
Sticky fingers, right?
Oh, it's not. Here, let my finger.
Oh,
yeah.
Yuck.
Gotta test it.
Yep.
I'm a Dodger.
An artful Dodger he is.
I'm a Dodger.
Yuck.
What? What's wrong with that?
Yucky.
What's wrong with that?
Ooh.
Artful Dodger.
Yuckers, scuckers.
Whose chocolate thing is that?
Yeah, that's my chocolate bar.
Are you eating it or what?
Eat it. Pass the camera.
Eat it or I eat it.
Man, whoa. Jesus Christ.
Well, act or don't. I mean, hey.
Yeah, what about that one?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
it's fine. I'll eat that one.
Hang on, wait. I think there was a reason he wasn't jumping all over this one. This is a donut maybe you didn't want to get?
Lemon filled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Hey, it's all donut to me. I'll eat whatever. I'm just saying. I would have eaten it.
That sounds good.
This is my favorite donut, actually.
Is that your favorite kind?
Yep. Powdered lemon.
What's everyone's favorite kind?
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter is your favorite? I like the apple fritters, but I don't know if that's my favorite. I think...
My number one. Apple fritter.
My number one is what I got. My number one is what I got. The old-fashioned glaze or the buttermilk bar are my favorite. Both of those. I got them.
Chocolate bar.
It's a chocolate bar. I don't want the rest of it.
You don't want the rest of it?
Oh, wait. No.
Go for it.
Yeah. I want to, yeah.
Did you only get one?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Who wants this?
Here. Wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The chocolate bar, good. What's your favorite one? That's your favorite kind?
Chocolate bar.
Number uno.
Yep. And that was yours, the lemon thing. What was your favorite kind?
Powdered.
Straight up powdered donut?
You can't find them at donut places, really.
Yeah.
Because
they're not that good.
No, they're amazing.
Did you used to get like donuts when you were a kid? Do you remember those? Those little ones?
I still do.
Yeah.
Hey, there was one time I was hanging out with Derek. And we were like, hey, we should grab some snacks. We're going to watch a movie. So we went into 7-Eleven. I grabbed a whole bag of the donuts, and Derek just looked at me and went, the whole bag. And I immediately shot back, six won't be enough. About three quarters of that bag.
Dude, you left six.
The high school, that was the mistake for me, man. The high school carts.
The road.
But I went coconut every time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I do that.
What is it? What?
Crumb?
Oh.
The
crumb ones are okay. Yeah, okay.
That would be my second favorite donut after powder.
Chocolate ones were gross. They're covered in wax.
No, see, I disagree. Yeah. I love the chocolate ones because the middle part was like this hard.
Yes. Yeah, that was good. I'll agree with that, but in general, yeah, I'm kind of whatever on those. But the powdered donuts. Yeah. The powdered donuts, my parents would always get those. We'd go on like long road trips as kids, and they would, they'd load up with food, and my dad would always get the donuts, and it was like, hey, Dad, you might need to stop getting these because I'm like going to clear this bag. It's not going
to
be good.
I remember like when we were filming like version 2 and 3 stuff, going over to your parents' house, they would have like... I think they were called Pop-ums.
Yeah, Pop-ums! Wow, you remember that? Yeah, they would get Pop-ums.
You'd get them at the grocery store, and they were just donut balls.
That was another reoccurring joke with my cousins, because they came over once, and my brother was really tired, and he ate so many of those, he got sick.
My parents
and he woke up in the middle of the night just, I don't feel so good. And then I think my cousin David was like, what, did you eat all the Pop-ums? And he went, I think they're going to... And this is not funny, I'm warning you. I think they're gonna rename them Killums.
Oh.
He said that in the middle of the night, and we were dying. It was so like, are you trying to make a joke? So anyway, that was something.
That's where we'll go next. We'll go to David's house next.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
We're gonna stop by my cousin David's house.
Let's go wake him up out of bed with a fire hose.
Look at that. How about?
We did it.
Look at that.
We down a dozen.
Yeah.
We down a dozen.
Yeah.
Dirty fuck dozen. ISIS.
Dirty dozen.
They can't do donuts like Americans.
Yeah.
Like Americans.
Booyah.
This is what an American looks like.
Football. This is what an American looks like. Star Wars and the Jets. Super Bowl.
Let's all go around and say this is what an American looks like.
Okay. This is what an American looks like.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
This is what a fucking American looks like.
This is what an American looks like.
This is what American looks like.
This is what an American looks like.
This is what an American looks like. This is what an American looks like.
This is what an American looks like.
This is what an American looks like.
Yeah, just keep saying it. Everyone just keep saying it.
This is what an American looks like. 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 Free meatballs! This is what an American looks like. Free meatballs! This is what an American looks like.
Big ball!
Let's play some football!